Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank you all for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up for you. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we welcome the triple threat himself, R&B singer, dancer, and actor, Terrell Saab. He's also our very own Chike Evans' cousin. I definitely want to stay tuned so you can hear what he has going on. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call him with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. And you can also join us in chat. The link is on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing good on this Halloween evening.
Monday, right?
Right.
Did you get any trick-or-treaters?
I didn't get any trick-or-treaters. My lights were off. I didn't have any candy for them. They would have got apples, so they probably knew.
Good. I live in a high-rise, so I kind of knew I wasn't going to get any trick-or-treaters. That's the only good thing about living in here. Grocery day sucks, though. But I like Halloween because I don't get anyone knocking on my door. I took a long 2-hour nap when I got home. So I didn't have to worry about having anyone knock on my door. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I went out a little bit, you know, enjoyed some time. What'd you do? I know you had a good weekend.
Yeah, I had a great weekend. I went to the Jay-Z and Kanye concert.
Oh, yeah,
Friday
night. How was that?
Yeah, it was really good. I came up on me some floor tickets, so it was really good seats, very good concert. I enjoyed it. Supposedly it started 2 hours late, but I was only 2 hours late, so I wasn't affected by it.
So you didn't miss anything, huh?
It started at 9, I got there at 9.
That's
but I was going to talk about that in my entertainment news. I mentioned that a little bit in my entertainment news. And then I went to a Halloween party on Saturday night and slept all day yesterday, caught up on some much-needed rest. So good time.
That's definitely what's up. You ready for this exciting week?
Of course.
I said you ready for the week? You said, of course. Well, I know Chike's on the line. What's going on, Chike?
Hello, people. How are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right tonight. a little full from raiding the Halloween bags from Thing 1 and Thing 2. So, brush real good so I don't get any cavities.
Right. What, brush and floss.
Definitely. Brush and floss. So, I have some exciting news for the Stephen Knight Show.
Okay.
As you well know, this past Thursday, I hosted the blue carpet at In Crowd Industry Night in Philadelphia. Looks like they're taking the show on the road. They plan to hit L.A., they plan to hit Miami, and they also plan to hit Atlanta.
Okay.
Obviously, when it gets to Atlanta, the Stephen Knight Show had been asked to be the official blue carpet host of the event. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so
that's
I guess
great.
We'll all
that's
be on the news. Blue carpet together.
We'll be on the blue carpet.
Absolutely. So, the films that I saw this week, I don't know how I do it. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, watching these movies and doing these social events is a bit much. But I managed to get it done. The first one is The Double with Richard Gere and Martin Sheen. which is the murder mystery. It's one of those political murder mysteries, who did it and why they do it and what kind of conspiracy was behind the man in the big chair type of movie. It was pretty interesting, very dramatic. It's good to see Richard Gere still at his thing. Definitely good to see Martin Sheen back in it. I highly recommend it. If you like murder mysteries and you like the whole government conspiracy, power behind the hidden door type of thing, this is definitely a movie for you.
Okay.
The second movie was A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas. Like all the other Harold and Kumar movies, it was hilarious. To the point where, you know how you laugh so much, you miss the next punchline. So I definitely
right.
have to see this again.
Yeah, go back and
because
see it
I knew
again.
There was stuff that I missed. Yeah, definitely. It stays in the tradition of the regular Harold and Kumar movies, but it they're so out of pocket with this one that you just have to catch yourself. You have to catch yourself from laughing so hard that you miss the next punchline. And if you go with someone, you have to constantly tell them to shut up so you can hear the next punchline. Highly recommend that one. And the third one was Tower Heist, another comedy, which stars Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy. This was very, very good in the sense that...
Oh, yeah. That was good.
That must be A-Ron.
Right.
Hey, A-Ron.
You already know when A-Ron's on.
I'll deal with you later cutting into my segment.
All right. Go ahead, Junior.
It was, like I said, Tower Heist with Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy. It was very interesting to see the two different comedy styles work together, where you have Eddie Murphy, who's so into your face, and Ben Stiller, who's a creeper with his comedy, to see those two actually work together. It turned out to be very good. So I have three on-the-market movies that I recommend.
Okay. Let me ask you this, CK, being Halloween and everything, what's your favorite scary movie or horror kind of type movie?
Wow. Favorite scary movie. I'm still gonna have to stick with The Exorcist, being the scariest movie of all time for me. And I'm gonna give you a brief story, and I'm gonna leave it alone. When I was a youngster, when this movie came out, my aunts and uncles were of teenage years, and they actually used to go to movies and come back and tell me about it, and it used to make me want to see them. So my aunt told me all about The Exorcist, and when it finally made, you know, airtime and it hit the television, I wanted to see it. And at the time, I had to go to bed at 9:30.
Right.
So I got into the movie, and when the good part started, my mom said, it's time to go to bed. So what she did, being my mother, she cut the sound up on the TV and turned out all the lights so I could hear it and not see it. So me hearing, I'm going to kill you, as I'm laying in my bed with all the lights off, being a youngster, terrified the hell out of me. So still to this day, that movie still,
scares me.
Wow. Well,
I don't like scary movies, as you know, so.
What would you do with you?
I love a good scary movie. Well, she
Miss
Parker,
a hint. You need to go on a scary movie to a date so you have a reason to grab on to your date.
I already have problems sleeping at night. I can't do it.
I tried. Well, as always, TK, we thank you, and look forward to talking to you again next week, okay?
All right, tell my little cuz good luck.
All right, I will.
All right.
Aaron, we all know you on the line. What's going on, man?
Hey, Steven, how's it going? Miss Parker, what's up?
What's up, Aaron? How
was
your weekend?
Well, I was well. Oh, my weekend was very interesting, to say the least.
Okay.
Well, I had pictures and video that I will send to you privately.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Just keep it like that. Yeah, it was a very, very fun weekend.
Well, that's good. What's going on in sports?
Man, yo, the Eagles, man, the Eagles, the first part of the season, man, they were garbage. Now they're good again. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Eagles destroyed Dallas last night. I was happy about that. Right now, it's a three-way race for second place in the NFC East. Eagles are looking really good. Redskins are not looking good, and the Cowboys are just stuck in neutral. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, as far as with the NBA, man, I'm just over it. I'm just over it. I'm over it.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah, no good at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Again, I understand business, but at the same time, it's how you conduct your business. You know, and millionaires and billionaires arguing over money like that, it's just tacky to me. It's just really tacky, really, really tacky.
Fixing this, right?
Nah, what is that? Right. I don't know.
It sounds like someone has a computer. It's not muted. Whoever's on the line that doesn't have a computer muted. We hear the feedback.
Turn down your computer turn down your radio, whoever's on the line, please. Appreciate it. But yeah, man, pretty much the NBA season is over.
Yeah. So how do you think this will affect? If there's no this year, how do you think it will affect the fans, basketball, NBA fans?
Well, you're on true hardcore diehard fans. They'll always come back. But you're kind of fair weather fans. I think they'll be done. I think they're over it. I think a lot of people think that NBA players are overpaid and overhyped anyway. So I think a lot of people will be done, and I think that the NBA is gonna suffer financially because of this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
anything else going on in sports?
The St. Louis Cardinals, man, they won the World Series. How about that? Now, mind you, St. Louis Cardinals made the playoffs the last day of the regular season. The last day. The Braves actually had a huge lead on them for the wild card spot in the National League. The last month of the season, the Braves were playing like crap, and the Cardinals were playing really good. Last game of the season, the Braves lost. Cardinals won, made the playoffs, won, kept winning, and they won the World Series. Hey, great.
Wow.
Awesome. I think it's awesome. So
it's a great story. Up,
yeah, congrats to them.
Cardinals.
What can everybody call you? She said congratulations to the Cardinals.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yo. Also wanted to just mention, yo, if like anybody wants to actually follow my cousin EJ, you can add him on Facebook at EJ Holt, EJHOLT. He's on his way to training, and then from training, he'll be shipped out to Afghanistan. So pray for him, wish him luck, and all that stuff. And if you can, add him on Facebook, send him a little shout out or something. Say what's
up. And our prayers and best wishes are definitely with your cousin.
Thank you. Yeah, and also you can follow me. Ron Cosby one on Twitter or Aaron Cosby on Facebook. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, as always, Aaron, we appreciate you, man. Have a good evening, okay?
Absolutely. Oh, and one more thing, Steven, congratulations, man, on all your hard work is paying off, man. I'm proud of you and just wanted you to know that.
I appreciate
Absolutely.
That. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Bye, Ms. Parker.
Bye.
See y'all. Referring, and for those that don't know, I was nominated for ATL Entertainment Award, which is the ceremony is going to be held on November 12th, and Ms. Parker's going with me, and I'll be performing at the ceremony. So definitely want to check that out. For more information, go to atlhottest.com, get tickets, and find out more about the events. It's a series of events that happens on the November 12th, just a little pause. But is our favorite Buddy Shop Hog there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you guys doing tonight?
Yeah, what do you have for?
Okay, I have a couple of things for you guys, and I hope that everybody
you have trick or treat for us.
I do. I have treats, not tricks. So happy Halloween, everybody. The first sale that I have for you is one of my favorites, New York & Company. And I know I always tell you guys about New York & Company, but that's just because they have such great sales. I mean, this one, last week I think I told you all about how every other thing in the store was 50% off or something crazy like that. Now everything in the store is 50% off, and that's going to be all this week. So you may want to hurry on in and shop. You know, or you can even log on online. Now, I know that they usually have sales, like you can get $25 off of, you know, $50 purchase or $75 off of a $150 purchase with code. If you log online, if you go online to New York, you know, if you go to the New York & Company website, they'll give you the codes right on the website, and they can be combined. Like I said, that's why I always tell you guys about these sales, because they can be combined, and they're great sales. Another one, I was in the Limited today, and I saw that they were having, they have new markdowns. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have an additional percentage off, but they still have some really, really good markdowns. I mean, they have, like, tops in there for $9.99. They have, you know, sweaters in there starting at $19.99. And this is stuff that they have for fall, and some of the stuff is still stretching out from the summer and the spring, but a lot of the stuff in there is from the fall because, you know, they're moving everything out to get ready for their winter line. So, you know, if you're interested, you might want to go on in there and see. And I'm pretty sure that pretty soon they're going to be having an additional percentage off again. So I'll be sure to let you guys know. But, you know, the Limited really has some really, really, really good, a really good selection in there. So you may want to try that. This is a today-only sale, Wilson's Weather. They're having a sale where you can get up to 70% off of the original price of select items. Now, because all of the Wilson's leather stores that I know of are all in outlet malls, they're closed right now, of course, because it's almost 10:30. But if you shop down between now and midnight, you can still take advantage of that sale because they have their sales through 11:59. So if you shop between now and midnight, you can definitely take advantage of that sale. And it's off of select items, and that's Wilson's. If you go to wilsonsweather.com, you can definitely get up to 70% off of the original price. ASOS, and that's ASOS, is having a winter sale. And you can get, if you shop there down, that's, you can only go online. Shop it online because it's an online merchant. You can get 20% off of all winter coats. And then they also have 20% off of other select winter items like hats, scarves, gloves, sweaters, and the list could go on and off. But they have you can get 20% off of basically a lot of winter stuff on ASOS.com. And again, that's ASOS. Jessica Simpson, I never thought that I would like her clothes as much as I do, but I kind of like her clothes. I mean, they're, like, really trendy, and, you know, they can be a little bit pricey for what I would expect Jessica Simpson to have, but, I mean, she still kicks out some really cute clothes, and I've been covering some of her dresses. Well, now's my time to buy and everybody else out there who likes her dresses, because if you shop online at jessicasimpson.com, she's having a dress sale. And so this will be a really, really good time if you're looking for a dress for any type of holiday party or any type of holiday dinner that you're going to be attending. This will be a really good time to try to go online to jessicasimpson.com and see what she has in store because, like I said, 40% off, you know, of almost everything on the website, you really can't beat that with six. So
yeah.
Another sale that I'm very, very excited about is Nordstrom. They're having, this is like the biggest sale of the year for Nordstrom. They're having, this is off, they're having 65% off starting Wednesday. You can get 65% off the original price. And this is on their clearance items. And they also have designer items. So if you're looking for any type of Christmas gift or anything, this will be a great, great place to shop and a great time to shop. Because like I said, you know, they have a great return policy and you can get up to 65% off of original prices on their clearance rack. So I know I'm going to be checking that sale out very, very soon. The last sale that I have to tell you guys about this evening is at Kohl's. Now, I don't know if anybody shops Kohl's, but they have, like, a lot of cute stuff, like LC, Lauren Conrad. She puts out a lot of good things. And Jennifer Lopez, you know, she just got her little line at Kohl's when she broke up with Mark Anthony. And there's another one, Elle. And then there's also Vera Wang. So, you know, Kohl's has teamed up with a lot of high-end designers to bring you affordable clothes, which is one of the my favorite things about Kohl's. So, and then they're also good quality, so you may want to check that out. And if you stop there between Friday through Sunday, you can get an additional 15% off of the entire stock of basically all those high-end items, the ones I just named, like Vera Wang, Jennifer Lopez, LC, Lauren Conrad. You can get an additional 15% off of everything, of their entire stock. And they've already reduced their prices for that at up to 40% off. So that's a total of 55% off savings. So, you know, you really can't beat that either. So, you know, if you're near a Kohl's, because these are not the most conveniently located stores, I know, but if you're near a Kohl's anytime soon, like anytime over the weekend, I would definitely suggest that you go on into Kohl's and see what they have because, like I said, LC, Lauren Conrad, she puts out a lot of cute things. And J-Lo, I really like her line this year, too. Vera Wang, I've always liked her lines when it came to Kohl's. So you can definitely eat, or you can also shop online. So don't, you know, if you're not going to be near one this weekend, you can also try to shop online. So that's all I have for you guys tonight.
And they can find all that at budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
They surely can. BudgetShopaholic.com.
All right. Well, Ms. Ferguson, what are you about to do?
I think you already know what I'm about to do.
Well, listen, have a great night.
I'll trick-or-treating for you, huh?
No, ma'am. I trick-or-treat at work tomorrow. I'm so excited. I'm going to bring us a lot of good candy, so I can do that.
All right.
Have a great night.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
And we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, your playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Welcome back to the Steve the Knight Show. I'm your host, Steve the Knight. Ms. Park, what's going on in entertainment news?
Well, I guess I'll start up with the biggest news of the day. Kim K filed for divorce. Seventy-two days after her wedding. That's about 2 months.
Yeah.
And the wedding just aired like 2 weeks ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I can't knock her. I honestly think that she is truly looking for love. I think a lot of what's going on with her is that she's, you know, want to be in the public eye so bad, and I don't think any marriage can really work in that situation. But you know, I hope they're able to, you know, part ways and move on with their lives in a positive way. You know, I saw so much hate on Facebook. I was just kind of disgusted because I know she gets a lot of bad rap from people. But, you know, if our lives was on TV, it wouldn't look good for a lot of us.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people have kind of speculated and said that all this was like a stunt or a publicity, you know, done for publicity. What do you think about that? Like the whole marriage
thing. I think she really wants to be married. I'm not sure if this particular marriage was staged or not. I'm not sure. But either way, I think that even if it was staged, she made $17 million in 2 months.
Yeah.
Why blame her for making money? Blame the people who paid her. If you're saying that she makes money for doing nothing, someone is paying her for doing nothing.
Yeah.
So that's just how I see it. I mean, you know, I just think she gets a lot of hate, and I think it's uncalled for. You can make $17 million in 2 months and stay your wedding, you would too. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying that she's not the worst person out there. People just give her such a bad rap. People are doing all kinds of crazy things these days. So I don't know. I kind of felt like she really was just trying to get married. She married the first person who would marry her.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of it had to do with TV, and I think it moved a lot faster because of TV, but I think she liked him.
Yeah, they said that the pressure of reality TV really
played a role. Yeah, I think that kind of forced them to get married faster, sooner.
But you think about it, a lot of stars have done reality shows, Nick Cannon and Jessica Simpson, Whitney and Bobby, and all the couples always seem to break up after reality TV, even Hulk Hogan and his wife, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, the relationship started on TV, so that started off on a bad note to begin with.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's true. Yeah.
That's the biggest story of the day. You know, everyone's talking about that. Everyone has their opinion. She supposedly filed for divorce this morning, and she listed the date of separation as today. So I guess it's over today because over the weekend it was spotted having dinner. So I don't know.
And they were spotted in Halloween clothes, you know, like their outfits together.
Yeah, so maybe it was all stage, and now she's ready to move on. Just, you know, the joke is over.
Exactly. On to the next.
I just went to a Halloween party. Speaking of Halloween parties, we went to a Halloween party at Little Five Point. They had a parade,
uh-huh.
And he parked in a handicap parking spot, and
Went
out on him. Did you see the video?
I saw the video. She went off because he was parked in a handicap spot.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
I know, it was pretty funny.
She grabbed his hoodie and everything.
I didn't see the video. I was trying to play it, but it wouldn't play when I was trying to watch it, so.
She went off, but they said that initially she threw something, like some juice on his car, and he rolled down, threw water on her, and then she kicked the side of his truck, his SUV. He got out, you know, kind of confront her, and then you just see her going off, and she grabbed his hoodie, was cussing him out, and her husband kind of, you know, took her away, and he eventually just moved out the way.
People are serious about that handicap spot. I'm sure somebody got cussed out over the handicap spot. I'm just like, wow.
they take it seriously, I guess.
They take the handicap thing very serious. Over the weekend, Jay-Z and Kanye was in town. It was the opening of their Washington tour. They started in Atlanta, and I think they're ending it in Brooklyn in a month or so. So, I mean, the concert was good. Like I said, I heard the ticket was sent for 7:30. The show started around 9:30, so I was there around 9:30, 9:30. So I didn't miss anything. I liked it. I had a good time, but I've seen some mixed reviews online. Kanye had on a skirt.
Did he?
With a leather leggings, pants thing on. dressed really, really strange. He cried on one of his songs. I heard he does that often. And then they did a song on their album that's like talking about their fathers and like if I had a son or whatever, how would be to my son. JT kind of teared up when he, you know, when he was doing his part. I mean, I liked it. I think it was a real good show.
Yeah.
My homeboy
said it was epic. It was an epic concert. You know, Sandra Rose, of course, the blogger, she was hating, but I, you know, I've heard mixed reviews, but I heard overall positive reviews in terms
of,
you know.
Yeah, she's always a hater, so.
Right.
Can't take her word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Herman Cain was accused of sexual harassment by some lady this morning, but of course, we'll see how that works out. I haven't really been keeping up with him too much for the foolishness, but I'm going to have to keep my eye on this one.
Yeah, well, what they said was it happened like in the 90s, but it just came up, you know.
Yeah, you know, all that stuff comes back.
Right, because he paid the woman off, supposedly. But what he's saying was that, you know, at first he was kind of denying it, but then he finally said that, yes, he was falsely accused, but it was thrown out, you know. So now it's like this big spectacle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We just have to keep our eyes on it and see what happens. I mean, all these politicians have some kind of sexual harassment in their past, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I think that is pretty much all I have. I know Adele was hospitalized.
Yeah, she had to cancel her tour.
She had to cancel her tour. Yeah, I don't know.
She had strained vocal cords with some of the blood came in the vocal cords. I forgot what it's called, but so she had to take cancel a tour and go on, you know, extreme vocal rest for a while. I know her fans are happy about that.
Okay. So she had to cancel the rest of her tour for 2011.
Yeah.
So wish her well. She's a great talent. We wish her well and full recovery. But that's pretty much all I have for now, unless you can think of anything else.
Well, no, that's good, actually, because we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk to the one and only Mr. Terrell Sabs. We'll be right back.
Entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMradio.com.
Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Terrell, a.k.a. Rel, is a native of Philly, Pennsylvania. Singing at a young age, Rel knew that music was his passion. Performing throughout school years and many talent shows, Rel gained notoriety performing with dancing and singing groups. Rel knew that he wanted to take his career to the next level, learning from pioneers in artistic development, Holly Stein and Veronica Underwood. Rel developed great stage presence and performance coupled with smooth, jazzy vocal ability. Throughout his journey, his songwriting abilities were developed with mentor and friend. A lot of us remember Mark Nelson of As Yet. Rel learned to put together songs with a smooth R&B sound, expressing his emotions and dance. This motivated Rel to step into the world of music again as a solo artist. He is currently working on his long-awaited project that's going to be released in the very near future. Please help me welcome Mr. Terrell Sabs. What's going on, man?
Yeah, man. What's good? What's
awesome.
Good, man?
Welcome, welcome.
thanks. Yeah,
what
man, just living my
good.
Life and, you know, as an artist and everything like that and just, you know, continue on succeeding, you know what I mean?
I hear that. I hear that. And I know that for a lot of people listening, they'll know that you are actually our very own Chike Evans' cousin. So it's definitely
yeah.
Really well, listen, tell people that don't know much about you. Tell the listeners about you, about your background a little bit.
Well, by my background, I was born here in Philadelphia. I grew up, you know, back and forth to New York and Philadelphia. And from there, I just got, you know, inspired by the music from listening to Babyface to, you know, the old timers and, you know, in the 80s. My mother always say I have I'm a young man, but I have an old soul. So, you know, I listen to a lot of the, you know, Temptations and, you know, Smokey Robinson and all that.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this, because it's interesting that you mentioned, like, Smokey and Temptations and whatnot. How do you compare, because a lot of people, we get a lot of flack for the music that we hear on the radio stations today. How do you feel about the current state of music as opposed to, you know, maybe back in our parents' generation?
Well, the music now, it's like, I think, you know, they don't take the time to really sit down and create good music. It's like, you know, the way the business is now, it's like, you know, let's make this money real quick and be out. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like it's not like how it used to be, how, you know, they had good songs out and everything, you know? So it's like the business just got, you know, into making money more instead of just, like, concentrating on the craft and everything. You know, that's the big difference with the music now. But, you know, I don't knock none of the music out that they have now because, you know, the generation changes.
Exactly.
But still in all, you want to create music that will last. Like, for example, Michael Jackson. My little nephew is only 4 years old, and he know Michael Jackson songs, and he wasn't even born. Like,
Wow.
So you want to make music that people will listen to.
Well, I know you work with some well-known people in the industry yourself. Tell us a little bit about those experiences, kind of how they kind of evolved you as a solo artist.
Oh, man. Especially, I always give big up to Mark Nelson of As Yet. Because, you know, he really sat me down and taught me how to, you know, write songs and, like, this is what people want to hear if you want to, you know, last in this game. And the experience is, like, it's incredible. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you have to be on your grind about it because throughout my journey from, because I started at a young age, you know, I started when I was 16. So at a young age and, you know, growing up in the business, it's like you'll lose friends, you'll gain friends, and you'll have people around you that's just, you know, may seem like they're your friends, but they're not. They just around you because you're doing this and that. You know, and especially, you know, doing tours and stuff. I was young when I was doing, you know, like the B2K stuff and all that. You know what I mean? And I wasn't really, you know, I really didn't have nobody to say, look, you need to do this with your money, you need to do that. You know,
right,
the business helps, and the business helps you, you know, grow up really, really fast.
Yeah. What has been one of your biggest lessons thus far in this industry?
One of my biggest lessons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I know you learn a lot, you know, going through. What has been one of your biggest lessons?
My biggest lesson is staying focused, like staying on what you want to do. What you want to do, staying on what you have to do. Because it's like as soon as you lose focus, somebody else that's behind you is going to go in that front seat, and then you're going to be all salty because, you know, they're on TV and all that. That's a hurtful feeling when you was just there, then you just, you know, lost focus, then you see somebody on TV, your stomach is hurting like, oh, my God, I just met
him yesterday.
That
could have been me. Right,
yeah,
right.
It
could have
been me, you know, and that's a hurtful feeling. So I always tell people, you know, never give up on your dreams no matter what it is.
Right. Well, how would you describe your music? I know people say you have a smooth, jazzy vocal. You know, I listened to some of your music over the weekend, and, you know, I'm definitely feeling the voice and the songs. How would you describe your music?
I describe my music as storytelling, giving you, you know, when you listen to it,
you can really relate to, you know, the situations and everything like that. And I give you, you know, a visual, just like, you know, with me dancing, it's the same thing.
Right.
And actually, I named my album Creative Differences because everybody goes through their differences in life in a, you know, in a creative way.
Yeah.
So I just
yeah.
put two together and put Creative Differences.
What is your album expected to be released?
Well, we had to push it back because of some, you know, I wanted to add, you know, two more songs as well as, I just wanted to make sure it's, you know, perfect. I just didn't want to bring it out like, you know, just any old thing, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Especially doing it independently, you have to, especially in Philadelphia, when you do things independently, it has to be right. You know, you just can't have your, you just can't have your CD in, you know, in a small slim case and just say, huh, like, no,
right.
it's not like that. Mine's going to be, you know, gift wrap from, you know, disc makers. A lot of the majors use disc makers to print up these CDs and stuff like that. So it takes time. It is not, oh, I'm going to do a song today and I'll push it out there the next day. Like, no, you have to, you know, take your time with it because so when you put it out, then you want to be like, oh, my God, I should have just did that vocal and did this vocal because, you know, R&B and rap is just, like, totally different.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Now, you, I saw a video, I believe it was for your song, Can I Live? Was that the one you had the video for?
Yeah.
How's the experience? Was that your first video you made?
Yeah, that was my first video. A lot of people said I look like, a lot of people said it looked like, I've done it for a long time.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah. I'm
actually,
just trying to make sure.
Yeah. Actually,
yeah.
That's my first big video. Shout out to Artistry Studios. They helped me, you know,
yeah.
put that together, illustrate my, you know, my thoughts and everything. So, yeah, that was my first video.
How was that? How was the experience shooting the video? That was a lot. It's time consuming.
Well, honestly, I was nervous. Because,
you
know, in front of that, because I was so worried about being so perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
when you're an artist, it's like you push yourself so hard, like you worry
yeah.
about, you know, this and that. But, you know, after, like, that video took, like, 3 days. So after, like,
wow.
first day, I was good with it, you know? I was good. So
yeah.
I was able to move around. But I have another video we'll be releasing in February of 2012. Y'all gonna really love that. This one I'll be dancing in, and
uh-oh.
it's gonna be crazy. So you know I gotta crawl up here and be like, yo, look at this video. I gotta introduce
oh, yeah, you
this
got
video.
You definitely got to. You know what song I'm feeling? I'm feeling Dopes. I really like this song.
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually,
huh? I really like that song.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite songs off that album. That's the
mm-hmm.
that's the song that we're gonna be releasing for the video. So that's gonna be
yeah,
the next
right.
video.
That's right. So other than working on this album you have coming out, what else do you have going on right now?
Well the label that I'm under right now, 2317 Entertainment Group. Actually, I am the president of that company, and
oh,
my yeah, my older brother, he's the CEO. Big up to, you know, Dwayne Howard.
Yes,
so you know, I was like, I got two heads, you know, dealing with this industry.
Mm-hmm.
I also, you know, do a lot of, you know, other administrative work from the, you know, the copyrights and all that, and I also you know, I teach dance class around, you know, on my days off and everything like that.
Okay.
I also have a, you know, I'm building a marketing company with different models and actresses and actors. So, you know, I'm just doing things on the side as well, you know, the business
mm-hmm.
side. Because I think a lot of artists should know the business side.
So do you think, and I was going to ask you that, do you think, I know a lot of, in this day and age, you know, a lot of singers and artists, they not only focus on the music, but they try to put their hands in different, you know, different entities of entertainment. Do you think that's important to be able to be more than just an artist in this day and age?
Yeah, because I always say, you know, your legs can go today or tomorrow. Your voice can go
right.
today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, so you always should have that plan B. But if you are an artist, you go hard for it no matter what.
Right,
but
right.
still on the side, just have it, you know, have in your mind like, okay, I am an artist, you know, let me be my own. Let me have
mm-hmm.
a publishing company. Because if you're a writer, have your own publishing company.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So you can get all that, you know, all the world and everything like that.
Right, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I did this show, because I thought that instead of just limiting myself as being an artist, you know, you never know, you know, what can happen, what can come from, you know, how you could benefit. Let me ask you, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying that even though if you don't go to that point where you wanted to be at as an artist, you know, at least you say you did it. At least you ain't, you know,
right.
saying, dang, I wish I could have did this, I wish I could have did that. You know, some people get in the industry different ways. You know, you don't have to just, oh, you know, you go hard for the singing, but if you don't get where you need to be at, if you're good in acting and, you know, you get that big break in your acting, you can still, you know, do the singing later on.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's different ways. There's so many different ways.
I agree. Let me ask you, had your dream, if someone came to you and said you could collaborate with any artist in the world, who would you want to work with?
Who would I want to work with?
Yes.
I would say R. Kelly.
R.
Kelly. Because the reason why, because you already know when you go into R. Kelly, his writing ability is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's incredible. He wrote... A lot of people don't understand. He wrote a lot of songs for people. He was on, he was on an album. It was him and Teddy Riley. He was on a Michael Jackson album. I forgot what it was.
Mm.
But he wrote for Celine Dion as well. He's a good writer, you know?
Yeah.
And I would go
yeah.
to him, you know, for that.
Yeah. He's also, you know, they're redoing the movie Sparkle. And he's actually doing the score for that movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
You see, he's doing a score for it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of ways you can get it.
Exactly. Who else, what female artists would you work with?
What? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, what female artists would you work with?
What I work with or who I work with?
Who? What female artists would you work with if you could?
What I work with? Female artists who I work with. I would say, what's her name? Anne-Marie, if I'm saying it right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I love her energy. Because her energy.
Oh, yeah.
I love her energy, and I love her swag. Like, she just got that. Her energy just, she brings that energy when she, you know, when she do her songs and everything. Mm,
okay. So where do you see music taking you? Where do you want to be in the next 10 years or so?
Well, of course, on my own label, of course, and, you know, getting into marketing, you know, the music the right way.
Right.
Marketing
right.
these artists the right way, as well as being a writer, you know, an established writer, because, you know, you could definitely write all day, you know, no matter if I'm 30-something years old. If I have good songs, I have good songs. You know?
Exactly. Yes.
And I take, you know what? And I take that after Babyface, because that's what Babyface is really good at. Him and L.A. Reid. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I definitely look up to Babyface as well when it comes to that.
Yeah. Well, where can people? You know, you're on Reverb Nation. What other places can people find you or listen to your music? Check you out.
Well, right now it's Reverb Nation.
Okay.
As well as you could definitely, you know, hit me on my Twitter, TerrellSab1. That's the number one. You know, I'm always updating everything on, you know, my Facebook. So if you give me a shout, I'll definitely shout you out. So I'm always on the go. You know,
absolutely.
Definitely hit me up. Any questions, any collabs, or, you know, anything that you, you know, if you want me to, by the phone, I'm there.
You there.
Yeah, I'm there.
We'll be listening to Dose and Can I Live in our next half hour. We're going to our playlist. But look, man, I definitely want to thank you for stop calling into the show tonight and sharing your work and just telling a little bit about, you know, what you got going on. And I'm sure I'll definitely be checking for you, because definitely someone that's definitely on the rise. So thanks again, okay?
Thanks. Thank you.
No doubt.
All right, peace.
All right. And for more information about Terrell Saab, please visit our Facebook page, and we'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I want to go through some of the answers that we had for our question of the day. The question was, would you be able to get along with your significant other's ex? And that's something that was kind of touchy. You know, I don't know if I'm trying to be cool. You could, Ms. Parker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, why you say
that? I don't ever have a problem with anybody ex. Actually, I kind of try to stay out of it.
Right.
If, like, someone is, you know, venting about their ex, whatever, I just kind of listen. Because you never know. I mean, you was never in that situation. You was never in that relationship. You can't really pick sides. Just, I think the best thing to do is just stay neutral.
Well, the question, Ms. Parker, is, like, your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend, could you be cool with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we'll be like BFFs.
Right.
yeah.
Okay. Well, some of our response she gave said, sure, as long as it not bothers some kind. He said, you know you are. Ronnie Moore said, yeah, sure, however, I don't see the point of us having to communicate. Crystal said, it just depends on who the ex is. Chris said, hell no. Showtime said, as long as they don't step out of line. Cortez said, yes, and they most definitely have to stay in their lane. Desiree said, I think so. I've done it in the past, but it all depends on how the ex acts. Who else? Zach said, why? Why would I even want to bother them? Desiree said again, she said, yeah, I agree with Rodney, unless the ex is like a baby mama or something like that. Why do I even have to communicate with the ex? I hope that we don't have mutual friends. I wanted to see the ex. Some ex hate on the new significant other because they don't have what they had, what they now have. And then Katie said she doesn't know, hadn't had to deal with that, and she's lucky about that. So we thank you all for answering the question of the day. We continue to have them each Monday, so make sure you check in and give us your opinion. We'll share them online.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And I also want to give a shout-out to Terrell again for calling in. You're going to be hearing his music in the next half hour, and I'm telling you, he's a dope artist. So let's go ahead and go on to the playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country who want to be featured during this segment, and I have been listening to the music. I'm hearing a lot of good stuff. Each week we will select artists to play in our playlist. Tonight our playlist features artists like Terrell Saab, who we just talked to, Nixta, New Mary J. Blige, featuring Rick Ross and many more.
Yeah, so if you're interested in being featured on Stevie's playlist, please email us, thestevienightshow@gmail.com. Send us a 1 or 2 attachment of your songs, your bio, 1 or 2 promotional photos of yourself. Make sure that your music is clean, Stephen and Silas, and all the curse words. if your song hasn't made it on air yet, that's probably why. So send us the edited version of it, please. We look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely. Well, the first song is my favorite by Terrell, called Dose. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Talking for you had the last laugh. Baby girl knocked me away from my craft. You was good in numbers, you did all my math. But you did me wrong and ended up taking half. You got Playboy with you, burning my salary. Shaking stuff in the club, burning calories. The other week, hell, I seen you in the gallery. Had a girl in my arms, you saying that was me. You treated me right, now I want him back. I come see him just to see how he act. Man, I got no time, how we have no rap. I can't take you back, I don't get down like that. How I always hopped off the bed, turning my swag on. Baby girl was a problem, an add-on. Now you coming back singing me a set of songs. Pyro.
Nothing to me. Talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember, but the men, nut, they fell in love with rap, black like having your cousin back, blue like when that rent is due, cream like when I'm loving you. Swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Oh.
Thank you. All I've been thinking about is money. Paper cuts all on my fingers. You can call me money hungry. When I sleep, I'm dreaming money. All I've been thinking about is money. Paper cuts all on my fingers. You can call me money hungry. When I sleep, I'm dreaming money. And I ain't never been on no broke. Hit the mall, I'm bringing my crew with. Grab a new whip, got a new chick. That old shit, I never use it. And I ain't never been on no broke. Hit the mall, I'm bringing my crew with. Grab a new whip, got a new chick. That old shit, I never use it. And I've been all about my money though. Always chasing them pesos, that moolah. I never stop, got my pocket so big now. I'm chasing money, we chasing money, I'm chasing money.
Yo, tell them I'm chasing money.
In about a year or two, I'll be driving an Aston Martin, park in front of hotels. I ain't down for no valet parking. Got a driver with me, Martin, and a bad chick who just started. Got some friends that wanna come along. We can have a party.
See, I done rose up to the top now. A lot of just sat down, trying to save me for my money. My playing a smackdown. But they ain't no better, right? Of what chickens they trying to fight these. I keep telling y'all I'm single for the night. I'm trying to get this money. Provide for my family. Put on for my city. Promise they won't forget me. We gon' blow this cash tonight. Blow it all, it's only right. VIP, push on me. High, I'm feeling right. We gon' blow this cash tonight. Blow it all, it's only right. VIP, push on me. High, I'm feeling right.
We gon' blow this cash tonight. Blow it all, it's only right. And I ain't never been on no broke. Hit the mall, I'm bringing my crew with. Grab a new whip, got a new chick. That old shit, I never use it. And I ain't never been on no broke. Hit the mall, I'm bringing my crew with. Grab a new whip, got a new chick. That old shit, I never use it. And I've been all about my money though. Always chasing them pesos, that moolah. I never stop, got my pocket so big now. I'm chasing money, we chasing money, I'm chasing money.
Yo, tell them I'm chasing money.
These want this cash so bad, they shake it. No class after the club. I smashed and didn't want to. It's cool cause the was hot. That's something I can't deny. Cash in my pocket, right? But she didn't get this cash of mine, even though the was divine. Rappers say they get that cash till they f***ing car decline. She say she like my rap style. It's smooth like a reptile. Say they don't like me, let the hate mail pal. I guess they don't get Twitter, all because my stacks bigger. 2-3, I am that. Proceed as you suck, and that's what I told her. She rolled me like roller coaster. The word the whiz, if you ain't trying to f*** what you in for.
And I ain't never been on no broke. Hit the mall, I'm bringing my crew with. Grab a new whip, got a new chick. That old s*** I never used it. And I ain't never been on no broke. Hit the mall, I'm bringing my crew with. Grab a new whip, got a new chick. That old s*** I never used it. And I've been all about my money though. Always chasing them pesos, that moolah. I never stop, got my pocket so big now. I'm chasing money, we chasing money, I'm chasing money.
Y'all tell them I'm chasing money.
Master Flex Knife.
I like a woman with a big chest pad.
Master Flex.
A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make the shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that, and I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower, running on a treadmill and on the inside it. Sound so smart, like you graduated college, like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool, couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl, maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl, they want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your rights. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they think, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell I'm looking at you everywhere you go. Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girls, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, rockers on the RBO. Send this to Pop Tout on the realest feel. That best legal team, so that deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and by.
Funk Master Flex Night. Funk Master Flex Night.
I know
things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Like
Might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drinking my accomplishments, made it way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know. On the rise, fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the whole trade, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
Super hot off in the club. I take my A hat off and and then I show off my bone. I got the girl choosing like Chris Brown said. From wall to wall, nothing. Pushing and shoving, me mugging, and they ready to brawl.
You don't want nobody
no.
to act a fool in the club.
Hey, hey.
You just want to party. Drink it up, don't mess it up.
Wall, there's some girls up in here. Try my best to see them all, cause it ain't no standing on the wall. Grab a handful of ones, throw them up and let them fall. Okay, man, this club's super crazy. I think I'm kinda drunk, cause I'm feeling kinda lazy. Now the girl's dirty dancing, thinking in my ear, is it Patrick Swayze? But yeah, I had bands in my pocket, now the money's all gone from all the balling that I just did. I bought the ball, I made it rain, and gave away some cheese. Hell, I'm a star, and people wanna come kick it with me. But yeah, it's cool, cause I'm realer than reality. The haters gonna hate, and that's just the way it's gonna be. But if he try me, then he might just be a casualty. As long as he know that we don't want
nobody.
Hope you enjoyed Steven's playlist. I want to thank you all again for tuning in. Special shout out to Terrell Saab, Chike Evans' cousin. Check him out, Reverb Nation Terrell Saab. Ms. Parker.
What's up?
Have a great week, okay?
Thank you, too.
And you at home, have a great week. We'll see you.
Have a great week, everyone.
We'll see you again. God bless.
You're listening to The Steven Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steven Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
The Steven Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.